Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. We are Bob Guinea and Trista Sutter, and we are the Almost Famous OG. Because
the OG, you know, crew,
old gal and old guy,
really, really old guy. That'd be the ROG crew. It's so sad. And I'm feeling every inch of my age today, Trista. I think it's important to point out that we love doing this so much that we will move heaven and earth to get it done. And last night I flew home very late, 3:30 in the morning, landed at home. About 3:35, the baby started crying. About 4 o'clock, the 3-year-old came in the room. So I've just been pulling a bender. This is my like 17th cup of coffee right here.
At least you drink coffee. I don't even drink it.
But you know what? Yep. We're going to get her done, right?
We are. This is fun. We are going to get her done. I like that. You're giving me a little Cars reference with, what's that guy's name? What is the dude's name that says
Lightning
get her
McQueen?
Done? I can't even think.
Oh,
well,
Mater.
No, that's Mater that says it, but I'm trying to think of the actual comedian, Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
That's who it is. And
I'm like Mater, duh.
At Disneyland last month, which I got to tell you, it was a totally different experience going there with kids. I've always gone there just for the cocktails and the corn dogs.
And this time it was different. I've been to Land and World, I think 5 or 6 times when the kids were little. And we've met Mater, we've met Lightning, we've met all the characters and all the
princesses.
Yes,
I like them. Yeah. They're pretty cool how they got it done. Well, I'm excited about today's show because, you know, we are the OGs, so we are taking it back a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, what I really love is where it all started for you and I as friends, obviously, was on your season of The Bachelorette, which If anyone wants to check us out from our last episode, we talked a lot about how that process came to light for both of us. But today's a really special show because it's not just about us. Today, we're actually going to check in on a couple other OGs who were with us on that show, both of which I think were very memorable guys from that time and from that season. And one of them in particular, I've always really liked both of these guys, but one of them in particular, I've kept in pretty good touch with over the years. So we're going to have them both on in a little bit. So, but I wanted to kind of get into it really quickly with you, Trista, because I know how I felt, but I wonder how you felt. I mean, it's the first night you're the Bachelorette. I'm sure, you know, you already have seen some of the press about, you know, what does this say about her as a person and about women in general? Like, it was that big of a, you know, of a commentary at the time. I mean, were you just a nervous wreck that night, like walking out? You know, was Carrie Fettman your stylist? Did he have you feeling
good? Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me? No.
We had a stylist when I was a Bachelor, and I still looked like an idiot. So you looked stunning. I mean, it was amazing. You come walking out. So, I mean, you had to be feeling a lot of nerves.
I certainly was. And watching back, I have to say, I was cringing pretty much the entire show that I was watching back because I feel like I was so nervous and I was trying to say all the right things. And do you know what I mean? Like, I had already been put on notice with the entire media. Everyone's watching me. Everyone is judging me. And I had this thing in my mind, you really need to be conscious about what you're saying, what you're doing, you know, all of those things. I mean, gosh, the first, all the guys come in and this season, you know, it's the OG because no one has a gimmick, you know, with the exception to Russ, who brought the Tiffany box, that I know you had a problem with.
I was like, really, bro?
I know. So with the exception of the Tiffany box, there were no gimmicks. There was just guys getting out of the limo, introducing themselves, and all we said, they literally would either shake a hand or give a hug, and then we said, we'll see you inside, you know, or looking good. How many freaking times did I say looking good?
Looking good, boys. Yeah, I know. Did you have Chris Harrison in your ear at all? Was he guiding you at all? Like, you know, okay, you know, here, I mean, I would see him come on camera, but I know when I was the Bachelor, I actually really appreciated him because he would go, all right, you did a great job. Now this time, you know, you can talk a little more with each person. Take your time, you know, like, cause that first one, I'm like, hey, great to meet you too. We'll see you inside.
That's it. That's all I said. I was like, wow, I'm a really good conversationalist. But anyway, Chris, of course, was there. You know, we had developed a friendship on The Bachelor. Yeah. And then, of course, the producers, they were there every step of the way with me, for me. And of course, they're producing a television show. And I got that. I still get it. I still get that that is their job. They want to produce a show. They have to feed their family and, you know, pay for college or whatever. So they want it to be successful. And so I got that. But I also really appreciated that they were in it with me. They were my friend. They actually wanted, I believe, to this day, for me to meet someone and develop a long-term lifetime relationship. Built
Check.
On a great foundation,
it happened.
You know?
Well it done, producers and Trista. Good job.
Yeah.
No. I was going to ask you if watching it back, when I remember watching that season, you know, and none of my friends back then, we didn't talk about it at all, as you know, right? We were kind of sworn to secrecy. So none of my friends even knew I was going to be gone on the show until all of a sudden they're in my living room watching it. And they're all like, oh my God.
Really? You know?
Oh, my gosh. I kept it really quiet. So it was a big surprise. How about you? I mean, were your family, obviously your immediate family knew, but did your phone just blow up after that first night?
Do you know what? Actually, everyone pretty much knew because since I had been on The Bachelor, they knew that I had been on that show. And then for The Bachelor, I had to ask my boss for a leave of absence in Miami.
Okay.
and at Miami Children's Hospital. And when I got the call about doing the bachelorette, and, you know, the process was moving along and I had to make a decision about whether or not to be in California, I asked her for another leave of absence. And of course she said no, because sorry, you've got to make your decision. Yeah. So I decided to go out to California. And of course, because of that, you know, my friends knew I was moving out for the possibility of doing the show. And it wasn't a secret. And obviously it wasn't a secret because all of the media was covering it, saying, you know, a girl, you know, the tables have been turned. A girl is in charge.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Yeah. A girl? Like, is that really big news? But I guess back then it was. And, you know, they were calling me out for potentially looking like a hussy. you know, I just, that was hard. That was hard. Going into it, because I was stressed about how I was going to be portrayed to the people that I looked up to in my life, you know, in my real life. So, it was hard, but it was worth it.
It definitely was worth it. I mean, look how it ended up, right? I mean, I was bunk mates essentially with a couple of, with one of the guys that's going to be on tonight and also, or today, and also, of course, your husband, Ryan. We were like literally, our beds were right next to each other. You know, people would die if they saw that mansion that we started the season in. Now the Bachelor Mansion is much different. But the one
much
we had back then, it looked great on camera. I will say that.
Kind of. But, I mean, looking back at it, I'm like, really? Was I that excited about that house?
I walk in, I'm like, whoa, 12 single beds jammed into one room. How beautiful.
And they were on the floor. They were on the floor. They weren't even like in bed frames. No. They were on the floor.
No, they didn't even give us bed frames. We had, I actually think I had a bed frame. Now that I think about it, I did
have
a bed frame.
Really? You were the lucky one.
But not everyone did. I was one of the lucky ones. And, you know, and I will tell you, the dynamic in the house was so interesting on the first day from the guy's perspective. And we can touch on this in a little bit when our first guests come on. But I remember walking in and, I don't know why, but all of a sudden they come over to me and they're like, hey, how are you? I said, I'm great. Thanks. How are you? They're like, great. How do you love the mansion? I'm like, oh, it's awesome. They go, so what do you think everyone's going to want to eat and drink today? Like, I'm like the chef or something. So I'm like, and I just jumped right in. I'm like, what are our options? Do we have, you know, do we have carte blanche? Can we go for it? But I remember that day, I'm like, well, I saw a grill out there. Is it working? They're like, yeah. I'm like, maybe we'll do some skirt steak and some chicken. Maybe we'll mix up some stuff for some tacos, some fajitas, as it were. And what about a margarita machine? Can we do one of those? And I remember I remember this specifically because I've told this story a few times too, but I remember they asked for drinks. So I decided, you know, if I was having a party at my house, first of all, my kitchen would be nicer than this one, but what would I do? And so I was like, how about a couple half gallons of, you know, Grey Goose, a couple half gallons of, you know, Jack Daniels, maybe some mixers, lemons and limes, oranges, a bottle of tequila would be nice. So literally, that was like 10 a.m., you know, at about 10:06 a.m., in comes cases of alcohol, just like giant cardboard boxes. The food, I don't know if we ever got it.
Had dog food.
We did. And why did we have dog food? We didn't have a dog.
Because there was a dog. Yes, there was. Don't you remember the dog that lived there? Oh, yeah. So the owners.
God, I do remember.
They rented this house, but the owners left their dog for whatever reason. I don't know if they were in and out. Like they were there.
It was
creepy. So they were there and not there.
Yeah.
So they had this dog, and they kind of, thank God they had the dog, because Ryan actually, he went running with the dog. Like, he loves dogs, and they can be a good stress relief.
I remember now that you say that. I forgot about that.
Yes.
We did have a dog there, and that's, unfortunately, our friend Janie Blythe can't join us today, but his claim to fame, other than incredibly white teeth and trying to make out with you on the first date, was eating dog food on the show.
Yep.
Hammered.
And they'll see after you watch the first episode. If you keep watching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Dog food. Dog puppy chow. What'd you guys call
puppy
it? Dog chow? Puppy chow.
We called it pony chow for
pony
him.
Pony chow. That's right.
Yeah, because I kept telling him he had the teeth of like a, you know, a stallion. Like, I'm like, man, you got like these big horse teeth. But it was said lovingly, you know?
Right, of course. He laughed.
Oh my God.
He laughed.
He did laugh. Yeah. He loved it. But yeah, I mean, I remember that they brought the alcohol right away, and then yes, the food showed up, you know, 2 days later. And by that point we had already consumed all the lemons and limes. So we were stuffed. We didn't need anything. We were good. Our condiments had already been consumed.
It was really fun. It was fun to watch and reminisce, especially of the first, you know, time I met Ryan. And I've seen that whenever you go on a show, GMA or Today Show or,
clip,
you know,
right?
Any of the shows, yeah. That's the clip they use, is Ryan walking up, and he'll never live down the fact that when he got out of the limo, he said, "You look ravishing." Ravishing. Yep. It's his word. But he forgot his name. He forgot to tell me his name. So I was like, "Hey, so what's your name?"
He's like, what?
"It's nice to meet you, Nameless."
Name.
Yeah. Oh, name. What? Who am I? Anyway, you know, that was really fun.
I do
fun.
Remember it. I, for anyone who wasn't with us last week, which you should have been, where the hell were you? But
exactly.
We know that you weren't here. So I'll just tell you this. One of the things I loved about, you know, that time of the show was that we were all basically monosyllabic. We were one trick ponies, right?
Yep.
So here I was, we already had a musician, so that couldn't be me. So I was mortgage guy and Ryan was firefighter. And right. When I look back at it, I remember thinking, you know, God, like they ask you so many questions about yourself, and this is where we land. We land at the mortgage guy. You got to know Ryan Sutter and you land at firefighter. Like, I get it that that's his job.
No, you land at poet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That poet. Now it's poet. Yeah, for sure. Right. That's where I would have gone right away. Cause I do remember one night I remember specifically, and I'm not sure if you remember this or not, but you were out on a date with some guys or a guy. I don't really recall exactly. I think it may have been a guy. Cause I remember Ryan was at the mansion with me. And I decided, let's play the Century Club, which Century Club is 100 shots of beer in 100 minutes, which sounds like nothing, right? It's a little shot glass of beer. So
it doesn't sound like nothing to me.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not a beer guy, so it sounds like a lot to me too.
Yeah.
And anyway, we start playing this game, and I remember all the guys were having a great time, and it was, you were definitely out with one person because the majority of the guys were back at the house. And at the end of, you know, each round, we'd throw the beer can on the roof of the mansion. And it was just, you know, the roof was kind of low by the pool. And so I didn't know you were on your way home, but of course the producers know everything. So they're like, "Bob, you guys threw a bunch of beer cans up there on the roof. You should probably get up there and get that off of there." I'm like, "Oh yeah. Okay,
oh my
no
gosh.
Problem." So I climb a ladder. Where did the ladder come from? I have no idea. I climb a ladder. I get on the roof and I start sweeping off the beer cans. And we're going to take a really quick break because when we return, I want to tell the story of when you walk back into the mansion.
Okay.
And you see the mayhem that has ensued.
Yes, there was mayhem. Uh-huh.
And right. I'm sitting there with an apron on, which I don't know why I had an apron on, my board shorts, an apron, and a broom when you walk in. And I'm like,
amazing.
Hey! And, we're going to get into it when we come back from break, because we're going to have our first guest on who can speak to that night. Probably a little bit better than me. And I think it'll be very fun for you to hear that vantage point. So
I love it.
We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, you'll have more of Almost Famous, the OGs.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're really excited to see you. It's been a really long time. And Bob was just telling us a story about Century Club and the mayhem that went down in the house and how I walked in, and he stopped the story then so that you guys could both pick up and share your vantage point of what happened that day.
So we called Brooke Tex back in the day on the show, because of course he was a rancher from Texas, and just the sweetest, nicest guy. And Brooke, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was recounting the night we moved into the mansion the next day or two later. And Trista was on a date. I know it was a one-on-one date because it was most of us back at the house. And we were like, let's play the Century Club. 100 shots of beer in 100 minutes, right? So we're pouring beer in shot glasses. We'll all do it. And every time, and we wanted like Natty Light or something really good. And every time we'd be done with the beer can, we'd toss it on the roof.
Yes.
That's the night Jamie Blythe ate the pony chow. A lot of things went down that night.
A lot of things went down that night.
And when Trista comes back from her date, I had just climbed off the roof from sweeping all the cans off the roof. I'm in board shorts and an apron. And I'm like, and she comes in and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm thinking there's nothing wrong with this picture whatsoever. Do you remember that night? Do you remember us partying it up?
Absolutely. Because I think that one of the guys, Brian Sanders, him and I don't know why, but was like this. We don't want people to fall. So let's throw some lawn chairs or something like that, or some furniture up there as well, just to keep everything from people getting hurt on the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah, that was It's sort of I have a memory loss on that night.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, there might be some issues or some moments I might be getting wrong myself. But that was also because, as you may remember, Brooke, we would order food, you know, for the whole day at like 10 a.m. And then they'd say, well, you guys need some more cocktails? Yeah, we need a couple half gallons of this, a few cases of that. And I was telling Trista that that stuff, the half gallons of this and the cases of that would arrive within 5 minutes.
That
and
was the food, nicest part about the whole thing.
We were never thirsty.
Yes. If you wanted, like you, I remember back when you, your favorite drink at the time was, I think, Blue Goose.
Grey Goose. Yeah. Sorry. Still is to this day.
Yeah. And you're like, I'd like the bottle of Grey Goose. And then you could hear someone go, okay, we're going to get it. And all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, we had Grey Goose. I was like, okay.
They had it Patron. In the back, ready to go.
just saying anything, just to see. And yes, here it is, Brooke. This is yours. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So okay, true. Can I have some caviar and some champagne? Yeah.
Yeah,
they had it all in the back.
Yeah, one night it was like, you want T-bone steaks or ribeyes or something like that? We're like, can we? They're like, yeah. Okay, how many boys want it? And everybody, of course, raised their hands up. And we're like,
yeah, 50 of them.
We had like 20
or 25.
20 or something steaks there.
Yeah, it was a steak dinner to beat the band. I remember that. That was a great
All right,
night too.
So I want to get back to the beginning. So let's stop talking about food and drinks. I'm really getting hungry and thirsty. So the first night, of course, we meet and you introduce yourself as a rodeo cowboy. We can clearly see, if everyone could see right now, that rodeo cowboy is probably not what you're doing anymore. It looks like you're in a hospital.
You have a different outfit tell everyone, on than the last time.
Can you tell everyone what you're up to these days?
After we did the show and everything stopped, you know, going on, I met a young lady, and I was as a EMT in the ER, and she was a nurse. And sometimes it takes a good woman to get your head out of your rectum, is what we say down here. And she's like, you can't be a tech forever. And I was like, okay. I said, I'll be a fireman. Like, and because Ryan had told me how great it was. I was like, I'll do the fireman thing. So then the age, of course, catches up with you. And then I thought, well, while I'm trying to be a fireman, I can take classes. And so I became a registered nurse, got my bachelor's.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I work, I stopped doing being an ER nurse. I've been doing that for probably 8 years now, but
awesome.
I stopped doing that for a little bit because it you know, with COVID and all that, you're seeing, you know, 150 people a day.
Yeah.
And so I just took a break. The hospital calls me to get hard IVs for people who need like long-term antibiotics or something like that. I do. It's called a vascular access team, which we just do picks and IVs and all that. And I just got finished with doing one. And then my coworker is about to go do another one. So she said, I got this. You can do your little show.
Well, thank you to your coworker.
Yeah, no kidding. And congratulations. I mean, and thank you, right? You were on the front lines of this whole COVID thing that could not have been easy. And I'm sure it was rough.
It's been pretty ugly. I've gotten it twice, and it don't matter you have PPE on, wash your hands every day. It's just out there. You got people who don't wear masks and then they cough and you get it in there. It's just,
And
luckily, thank the Lord above that. My symptoms weren't as bad as some of the people that I deal with on a regular basis. Right now our census is down in our hospital as far as people with COVID, and which is a great thing. I do know that there's supposedly another round coming in the outskirts of Texas of being hit right now, but that DFW where I live at is not that bad right now, but they say the symptoms are sort of mild. I guess I'm not going to get into all that kind of stuff, but like I said, my symptoms weren't that bad. My wife got it. Because, you know, cannot stop kissing your wife. And so, might as well share it.
Ryan would say the same thing. All right. Can we go back to the first night? So
yes,
I think actually it might have been after that. So this has been brought up in interviews, I don't know, since we ended the show almost 20 years ago. And I want to know your take on how you felt about what you called me that day.
What I called you, I think the word was shallow. And of course, when you have alcohol in your system, and like my friend Bob down here, I get done with that interview and with that little situation between you and I, and he, of course, he's just pouring it on gasoline. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I said to her. Hear me roar.
I'm like, what? Shallow?
Shallow.
Why? Tell me some more. Are you shallow? Yeah, I was too. I was so into it. I was like, why is she shallow? Because she has an allergy. I don't understand that part.
And I honestly, to this day, do not know why. I don't know why I was so mad or how even they.
Right.
Because you know how they snuck.
They stir the sauce, in. Buddy.
Yeah. You know, they were walking by, you know, they're the waitress or the waiter. And then they,
of course,
they hear. Yeah. Brooke said something. Send him over there. And then.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. They do.
And then you're going, OK, I'll go talk to her. And then. I don't know how it got on the subject, but somehow you said you're allergic to horses. And I was like, you're going to get rid of me for what? And I guess at the time I was the villain of the show or the bad guy or at that time. And I've seen multiple shows. Well,
I don't think so.
I've seen clips of other shows and these guys are way worse than I am.
I never thought you were a villain at all. Actually,
no,
I always,
not at all. I never thought. I'm sorry, but I'm not shallow. Like, if you're gonna call me shallow for getting rid of you because you have a goatee or like short hair or something, maybe I'm shallow. But I was like, but wait, I'm allergic to horses, and that's what you do. That's your life. Like, I couldn't be around you.
But there was – so I was watching a commercial because I was so excited about being on that show and meeting everybody, and meeting, of course, you and Bob and everybody. And there, I think there you were at some kind of premiere or something like that or some kind of whatever you were doing, and it was like E.T. or some one of those shows, and they were talking to you. And in the background – I think there's a Clydesdale or some kind of horse. And I'm like, she lied to me because she's right now.
No. That's okay. So I did not lie. But what I will say is that if I take medicine, like Benadryl, then it's fine. Or if I wash my hands immediately, but like I can go to a rodeo. But I couldn't be around a rodeo cowboy because I would literally be one big hive. So anyway, I think, you know, we've covered it. It's all good. We know I'm not, I wasn't shallow for that at least. And
yeah, I agree. After everything said and done and maybe the liquid courage got out of me, I was like,
All good. So, we both ended up very happy.
If I had a nickel for everything I said on the two shows I was on that was dumb, I'd be a really wealthy guy. Got nothing to feel bad about, buddy. I was consistently foot in the mouth. I was that guy.
Not at all. And I think the moral of the story is that we both ended up with the people that we were supposed to. And it's a happy ending, right?
Anything that ever happened. I'm glad I got to do the show. Because, I mean, honestly, there's several people now. But back in the day, we were the originals. And so
it was the OGs
to be a part of something that, you know, even to this day, someone will say something and they'll say, you were on what? And I was like, yeah, 20 years ago, I don't look like that. I used to have this beautiful flowing mane and now I've got the male pattern baldness and it makes me want to kill myself. But
man, I'll tell you what, I think you look good, buddy. I'm so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished. I mean, I'm so glad that we were on this show together and became buddies and have stayed in touch as not as great lately since I've had kids. I've been terrible, but you know, for a while there, we were all in pretty good touch with one another. We gotta do that some more.
It was fun talking to y'all and seeing how, but it's awesome to see now the families that have produced out of this.
Like, I know.
So you got two, and then Bob, you just recently had one several months ago, right?
Yeah, our second. We had our second in July. Yeah.
Oh, so congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah, he's almost a year. So, well, congrats, buddy. Thanks for joining us on the show. You are definitely not the villain to us.
Definitely not.
Brooke Pemberton, a.k.a. Tex, to me.
All righty.
Tex.
Always.
Thank you, Tex.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Bye, you take care, buddy. So good seeing you, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. we have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
God, I love that guy.
That's honest so fun. God.
And I love that he's like, you know, first of all, isn't that funny, though? He saw himself as a villain, and I never saw him as a villain.
I didn't at all. It's just they picked up on that comment and, like, ran with it. And that's because that's all they had. They didn't have any other drama.
We had no drama. I mean, other than us all, you know, wanting to fight Russ. I mean, you know, there was nothing. And poor Russ. All Russ did was be thoughtful and show up with a present, you know?
Totally, but, yes. Right.
So many of us from that show, and I think this is actually a testament to you, so many of us from that show left as really good friends. And, you know, of course, you know, Brooks, one of those guys that we stayed in touch with, I stayed in touch with over the years. But another one who I actually have had a lot of personal contact with is going to join us on the show next. Now, this man was also a firefighter. I'm going to see if you can guess, Trista. Now, I know you got the show rundown, so it's not going to be that hard. He was also a firefighter.
Yep.
Cleveland born and bred.
Yep.
And he may or may not have been a guy that we collectively carried out and laid his bed in the sprinklers one night.
Oh, I remember.
It might have even been on Century Club night, actually. That a lot of stuff went down.
I think it was. And yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute. So why don't we let Jack in.
Jack, you got it right. It's my buddy Jackie French from Cleveland,
of course
Ohio.
I got it right. I don't have a great memory, but I have some kind of memory. I mean, I could not forget Jack.
Especially things that we just said, like, you know, right before the show started, we're going to be bringing in Jackie French. From right. So there's that, right? There's that as well.
So there's that.
So yeah, let's welcome to the show another guy from Trista's season who made a big impact with people, Jack French. He's from Cleveland, Ohio, firefighter, dad, awesome, you know, just an awesome guy. So I think he's going to be joining us here any second. And,
any second.
You know,
any
I felt second. A little guilt about being one of the guys who helped carry his little bed out there. We
you
were all
did
single
not.
Beds.
You I do feel not any feel any guilt for that.
I don't. But I want to say that I didn't, because Jack is, I mean, people might not remember. Oh, here we go. Jack is
there
yoked.
He is.
Hey. Jackie is yoked. What's up, Jackie? Good to see you, buddy.
What's going on, Bob? How you doing, man?
I am great. Is this the first time you and Trista have talked since our season?
I think so.
No, we talked. No? Well, yeah, well, actually, I mean, we talked, you know, after we were, you know, did the media stuff, but, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that was the season.
True 20 story. Years True ago, story. Buddy. Isn't that something?
Hi, it's been so long. It's good to see your face.
Good to see you as well.
So, right, Trista, so Jack happens to have a ahead. Very, very talented family. His son is an incredible football player. And
awesome.
I was trying desperately to get Jack to bring his son to my alma mater, of course, Michigan State University.
Yeah.
And so Jack and I were trying to hatch a plan to make it work. But, you know, great dad. Obviously, on the show, you were a firefighter. We just talked to Brooke Pemberton a minute ago. Remember Tex?
Oh, yeah. Cowboy Brooke.
Cowboy Brooke.
Oh, that's right. Cowboy Brooke.
Yeah. He went from Cowboy Brooke to he's a registered nurse now on the front lines of COVID.
RN Cowboy Brooke.
There you go. RN Cowboy Brooke.
He always gonna be Cowboy Brooke to me.
That's right. That's right. What are some of your, like, first night you get out of the limo? It's a crazy experience, right? You walk up, you meet Trista. What's the first thing that's going through your mind? Do you remember?
Of course. I mean, you know, I was looking at her. That's what I was
I'm sure you weren't the only one. There were 25 of us doing that. That's for sure.
Exactly, Bob. Exactly.
Actually, I'm sorry. There were 24 of us doing that, because Trista's said that one guy got out of the limo and looked at the camera first.
Mm-hmm. I said, bye bye. See you later,
Peter.
He
went home. He went home early.
Yep.
Were we in the same limo, Jackie? We were, weren't we? We were the first limo, I think.
But, you know, I don't remember. a bunch of it was a blur, Bob.
Yeah, I know. Trista, do you have any good questions for our buddy Jackie?
Yeah, okay. So I want to get into, I want to get into that night of Century Club and what happened. So there was this big storyline. We went on, it was the three of us and Ryan and Jamie and who? Jeff Popovich, maybe, were on not Rancho, what's that hotel? La Quinta, that we went to La Quinta on the date the next day, right?
Yes, the next day.
We were all on that, and we were in a big RV that ended up breaking down,
oh, yes,
and Jeff
yes,
Popovich
yes,
changed
yes.
the tire. Yes. So,
the journey bus, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay, we're all sitting on the RV laughing, and I remember you guys telling me the story of Jack being picked up. So Jack passed out because you guys had Century Club and were, you know, indulging in some drinks.
He went to bed early.
He went to bed early.
I did go to bed early. I did. That happened.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, it looked
Jack
like it.
Jack went to bed early.
Yeah.
I responsibly went to bed
early. Yeah, responsibly. That's right. That's right. So he was laying on one of the mattresses that was on the floor, no bed frame.
Yes.
And so
correct.
All of you guys explained to me that you thought it'd be funny to pick him up on his from his mattress and put him outside. And then the sprinklers went off and Jack proceeded to wake up and then he needed to relieve himself. So
I think relieving himself
was...
I don't remember any sprinklers. See,
oh, yeah.
You don't?
I don't recall.
Jack, it's one of those oldest tricks in the book. Like when one of your friends goes to sleep early and you set their hand in a little dish of water, you know? And so, so we wanted to make sure that Jack didn't miss our early pickup time. We had an early call time the next morning. We didn't have alarm clocks. So we thought, well, the sprinklers go off, that'll probably wake Jack up and then we won't feel so bad. We just didn't know the sprinklers were going to go off at 4 a.m, which is what happened. Mission accomplished. Jack was up and ready for the day. But Jack was a quick recovery, man. We were on that. We were out that next day. I mean, he was ready to go. Just, you know, I would have not, maybe I would have been okay back then, but now I'd be in a bad place.
Right. So I know that you guys told me about this, and I feel like it came up in interviews afterwards that, like, either I was portrayed as judgmental or as, like, shocked. And I was like, actually, I think because, like, Bob and I were talking about this beforehand, going into The Bachelorette, you know, there was a lot of media hype around it, and people were very critical of me being the first, you know, Bachelorette. And the first one to turn the tables. And so I was on my best behavior with kind of saying everything in as PC a way as I could with still trying to be myself, right? So still trying to be authentic, but trying to be PC and caring in a way. And I would, if that had happened in real life without any cameras around, I would have freaking been dying laughing. And I think I was dying laughing, but I feel like because it was like, there was no drama, like we just talked about too.
Yeah.
There was no drama on the show. Like the only thing they could bring in as drama was, oh my gosh, Trista is so, she is so beside herself with what happened with Jack. Like the same thing with Greg and his apartment, like going into the small apartment. We can talk about that
first
later.
First of all, that apartment was crap. Let's not kid ourselves. I know. I would have been like, you know what? I got a call. And I'd have been back on the A train back to wherever it was that you were going, because that apartment was a piece of work.
Okay, so I want to know how you felt. Like, how did you feel in the moment? And then afterwards, when people were asking you about it, did you feel like I was judgmental? Did you feel like that, like, got in the way of our relationship in any way? Or did you just think it was fun like I did? I don't know. I would love to hear your side.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole experience was so, you know, it's so new for everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So it's just, you know, it was just an occurrence, you know,
right.
It just... It's just what it was. I mean, we were having a good time. I mean,
yeah,
it's what it was. It happened. And no, I did not feel like you were judgmental.
Okay, good. Good. Because I
feel like that, we're doing like a personal, like a counseling session here. And I like it.
Dr. Phil.
Believe me, I'm usually on the other side of this. So I'm usually the one sitting there going, now I can say, Trista, how did that make you feel? How did that make you feel when Jack just said that he didn't judge you for
that? You know, I'm using this podcast as a way to air any grievances, get
exercise
it all out of the
demons.
Open. Right.
I love it. I love
Let's
it.
Exercise the demons. Yes.
There was no 20-year grievance.
No way.
Yeah,
not with Jack French.
Yeah, no.
Truly one of the greatest guys out there. Jack, thank you so much for joining us on the show, man. It's always great to talk to you. And we love you, buddy. Thank you. And I'm so glad you and Trista got to reconnect.
Yes.
Hey, tell Ryan how.
I will. And okay, before we go, what's your son's name so we can watch out for him?
His name is Jackson.
Oh, I love it.
He's listening, and he's listening right now, I'm sure.
Oh, hi, Jackson.
Jackson French.
Good luck.
I'm sure he's going to laugh about it when I get off.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure. He's going to pull up the YouTube or the Tubi of the show. Has he watched yet?
Oh, that's already
no.
been done. They get me all the time with that. I mean, they use
it. Amazing. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Thank
Good
you, buddy.
Bob, I'll see you soon, man.
We appreciate you.
Yes, you will, my friend. I'll see you very soon. Take care, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trista, you got to feel good.
This was really fun. I loved being able to go back in time and relive the first night of The Bachelorette with you and Brooke and Jack and lots of others. And next week we get to relive your first night. Are you so excited?
I am terrified. Absolutely terrified. Yeah. I think yours was really fun because it wasn't about me so much.
Oh.
I think this was a much more fun week for me. Next week, I'm going to be stressed out, pins and needles style. But
no reason for stress.
It'll be
fun. You're happily married. You're all good.
That's true. One wrinkle on my season, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but one wrinkle on my season that was really awkward. I'm just going to say it. The twins. I had twins on my season. I was the first season they brought out twins.
I do not remember this.
Yes. And I remember going, what is going on? And
oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch it. I don't remember this. Yep, and I watched every single episode of every single show. I'm so excited to go watch to remind myself what happened. I mean, obviously I remember the key players, but
right.
But yeah, this will be fun to go back and watch. I'm excited. I know you're nervous. I know it's really awkward to talk about like you dating other people when you're married.
I know.
But you know what? It's all in fun. We're going to have fun. Do not worry about it. Just bring your personality and it'll all be okay.
No, you know, actually my wife is so funny about this stuff. She loves to talk about it and she really loves it because she'll always go, well, just think of it this way. I mean, you were waiting for me, right? Because I was only in
high school. That's right. That's right, Jess.
Because you would have gone to prison if you were trying to date me at that time. Like, good point. Good point. Touche, my love. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We are the OGs here on Almost Famous. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.